first. Then we're going to go back to why we skipped the Kuf Pei Tes, and that is Kuf Pei Vav. In other words, what we're going to be doing today is B'siyata D'Shmaya Ona Beinonis, one of the most important sugyas. It's a great time, Josh, for you to join us in person. One of the most important sugyas in all of Hilchos Nida is a sugya of Ona Beinonis, and that's what we're going to start off with today. And then we will conclude with the Se'if Gimel and Kuf Pei Vav, which is a fascinating Trumas Hadeshin and some Hashlachos that come out from that Halacha L'maisa. So let's begin. The Gemara on Daf Tes Vav, which is the second photocopy in your booklet, tells us the following. The Mishnah says, Kol anashim b'cheskas tahara l'bayleyin. All women have a chazaka of being tahor to their husbands. And when a husband comes home, he's also the woman is assumed to be becheskes tahara. The Gemara says about six lines in on Tezvav Amud Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Reish Lakish said, "V'hu shebo matzu mitoch yomei onasa." This halacha applies if the husband came and found the woman still within her ona. Within her ona, so then in such a case, the halacha is that he is allowed to have tashmish with her, even if she doesn't tell him. She's nemenis to say that she's Torah, but he could assume that she's Torah. Rashi says that this line of Gemara reveals to us a new form of ona. We've discussed that there is a veses hachodesh. A woman sees on a particular day, so then the next month you have to be choshesh that she's going to see it at the same time. Says Rashi, what is this ona? Besoch yimei onasa. Says Rashi on Tesvav Amin Aleph, lamid yom liri'ya. We're talking about that he comes home within 30 days of her last ri'ya. In other words, he was home 20 days ago. He knows when she got her last period. And so now he says, wait a second, I have no reason to believe that she's a Nida because it's within 30 days. Why? Because after 30 days, or on day 30, in such a case, you have what we call the Ona Beinonis, the time, the middle time of when the average time a woman sees, as we've discussed previously. Avala acha lamed boy bedika, but after 30, you need bedika. This is how Rashi learns. Now, we're going to see later on that there are poskim who entirely discount the significance of an Ona Beinonis at all, that they don't hold that there's such a thing called an Ona Beinonis. And in fact, one of the shitos is the Rambam. So the Shach in Kuf Pei Tes Lamin makes reference to the Shitas HaRambam, we're going to go through the Shach B'siyata D'Shmaya in detail, but the Shach quotes the Rambam in Perek Ches Mehilchas Isurei Bia, and the Rambam tells us the times that you need to be choshesh for, and the Rambam makes no mention of Ona Beinonis whatsoever. There's that given that we've been working with throughout, the Rambam doesn't mention at all. It's not mentioned. Maimonides doesn't have it at all. So I found that the Chidushei Haran in Dibur HaMaskil V'hu Shebo on the next page, he starts with Rashi's Pshat, in Dibur HaMaskil V'hu Shebo, and then he points out that the Rif also doesn't have it. In the second column, he says, Aval HaRif. Now, Rabosai, there are two sets of packets over here. So it could be you took, somebody might have taken all the packets that is the smaller one. That's I'm choshesh. And so this is what I'm reading from is in this second packet. In other words, the packet that Sam is giving out right now is the one on Ona Beinonis, and the other packet's going to be on the Trumas Hadeshin. So if you take a look at the Ran, essentially the fourth side, in Dibar Maskul V'hu Sheba. So the Ran says, Aval Rav Alfasi, he quotes Shitas Rashi, starts out with Shitas Rashi, and says, Aval Rav Alfasi, cause of Zusha Shanin B'self Perek Kama, Chamarna Polim and Aderech Nishem Lem B'cheskus Tara, V'lo Yichilk Bein Igiu, Ona V'shas Ves Lo Igia, V'afa Rambam Kosav. So he points out that the Shita of the Rambam is, Nira Sheheim Mefarshim, D'toch Yimei Onas Da Karmin, Hainu Onas Vesta, Ulafuke yom ona atzah shelo tomar In other words, the shita of the Rambam says the Ran is he reads our Gemara differently. We're not talking the way we had learned according to Rashi that we're talking about day 30, but rather what we're talking about is within her ona. Let's say her within her veses. So, for example, veses hachodesh or veses haflaga. So einachanami. There's no explicit source in the Gemara. When a husband comes home, that automatically he has to be choshesh for ona beninus. There's no mention of that at all. There is no mention of that at all. So therefore, there could very well be that this whole idea that you have to be porish for an ona beninus, that there has no makar, as the Ram points out, according to the Rif and the Rambam. But clearly, in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. So in Simin Kuf Pei Tes Sif Aleph, well, let me rephrase that. It's clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, is that you do have to be choshesh for an ona beinus when a woman does not have a veses kavua. So Simin Kuf Pei Tes Aleph, we have the Mechaber telling us as follows. Kol Isha She'en La Veses Kavua, if a woman does not have a veses kavua, chosheshes Liyom Shloshin L'Riyasa. You have to be concerned about the 30th day. Shuhu Ona Beinanis, that is the Ona Beinanis L'Stam Noshim. Vim Yesh L'Veses Kavua L'Zman Yedua Me'esrim L'Esrim Ome Chafei L'Chafei Chosheshes L'Zman Yedua. So if she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, then you have to be Choshesh for day 30. You have to be Choshesh for that 30th day. So clearly the Shulchan Aruch has some type of notion of an ona beninus, and what we will be discussing is many different hagdaros of that ona beninus. The Shach immediately suggests that this ona beninus is not a new day. It's a day that we've already been familiar with. Says the Shach in Sifkaton Aleph. Shach says, Hainu le'osa yom hachodesh. What we're talking about over here is that day of the chodesh. Ukamoshe kasavti lekamon sifkatan lamed. So the shach immediately sends us to that big shach in kuf lamed, in sif lamed, in kuf peites lamed. And there we're going to see more of the shita. So let's summarize what we have up until now. A woman who doesn't have a veses kavua, says the Shulchan Aruch, 30 days. Now, how do you calculate 30 days? That will be one of our questions. 30 days, they have, after day 30, they need to be Porish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We saw that it could be that the Rambam and the Rif don't have a separate din called Ona Beinus at all. There's no explicit Makar that says, in the Gemara, that says that husband and wife have to separate on their Ona Beinus. And the Shach says that he's going to prove in Sifkat and Lamed, which we're going to see, that there isn't an independent thing called Ona Beninus, and in fact, that's called Veses HaChodesh. So let's see how the Shach proves it. So the Shach's first proof is going to be from the language of the Rama himself. In Sif Yud Gimel, let's take a look at the Rama. The Rama says as follows, Ha'isha Sherasa. A woman that sees choshesheh leveses hachodesh ula haflaga ad shetikva veses hachodesh b'shalosh pam o veses haflaga b'arba pam. So we've learned already that in order to have a veses kavua, for chodesh you need to see three times, and for haflaga you need an interval of three times, and that is four ri'iyos. O sheteyakar achamein, keitza, rasa be'echa b'nisan ve'esrim bo. If she sees on the 1st of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan, choshesheh le'echad bi'iyar mipnei rosh chodesh Nisan. She's choshesh for the 1st of Iyar due to rosh chodesh Nisan. Here is the last of the handouts for today. I apologize about that confusion about the first and second booklet. This Rabosai is Rabbi Force does a fantastic job in teaching a woman how to calculate her vestos. And he actually does it with the example of the Rama himself. He uses the Rama's own example. And let's take a look what we have over here. So the calendar that we have in front of us is ostensibly the calendar of Nisan. And a woman sees on the first of Nisan. So there's a little bit of difference between his case and our case, but so don't necessarily assume that I'm describing the Re'iyah as you have it. Just use Nisan over here, okay? So a woman sees on the first of Nisan. So what does the Rama say? That you have to be Choshesh for Echad B'Iyar Mipnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have to be Choshesh on the first of Iyar because of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What does the Rama seem to be saying? The Rama seems to be saying that what we have to be Choshesh for is for the Veses HaChodesh. Now, if Ona Beninus means that you have to count 30 days, so Rabosai, where would the 30th day be? So, Nisan, this is a very, very important fact. I never remember this, but Hilchos Nida forced me to remember at least Nisan and Iyar. So, Nisan is Male, and Iyar is Chaser. So now, as you have in front of it, as you have in front of you, you see that Nisan has 30 days, and Iyar starts on the first. Sometimes the Jewish month only has 29 days. Which ones are Rosh Chodesh? Let's just clarify. This is also important. Which ones are Rosh Chodesh? The 30th of Nisan is going to be Rosh Chodesh. When we say we have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, that means that the 30th of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh as well as the first of Iyar. So Rabosai, if we're calculating an Ona Beninus of 30 days, what would that say? What should the woman's Ona Beninus be? It should also be the 30th of Iyar. 30th of Nisan, thank you. It also should be the 30th of Nisan. The fact that the Rama does not mention that is significant.
Her Re'iyah was on Achad Nisan?
Yes, that's right.
And 30 days later.
Right, 30 days later. So the way it works,
according 30 days later down the first
Okay, so that we're going to discuss, but the and it's confusing. So let me make it clear according to the standard shita. I'll call this the standard shita of Ona Beninus, and you'll see why I call it standard shortly. The 30 day Ona Beninus means you count including, in this case Nisan was on Tuesday, you count Tuesday itself, and you count 30 days. You count 30 days from Tuesday. Another thing that Hilchos Nida taught me is that 30 days will be exactly 4 weeks later, the next day. Okay? So you just go straight down the calendar, you just go straight down, and one day. That's 30 days. Now, as Sam is pointing out, it's not a full interval of 30 days. But that is the most standard calculation of Ona Beninus. But we will have many, I assure you, we will have many other shitas as well. But this is the standard, and there are many, many kalos that are taught. Ona Beninus, the 30th day, you include Tuesday, which was the first of Nisan, and therefore Wednesday, the 30th of Nisan, is going to be her Ona Beninus. So far, so good? Excellent. Okay. So, it's an interesting deal. No, Rabosai? That the Rama does not have this day. What does the Rama have? Let's look back at the Rama. Ketzad Rasa beecha benisan veesrim bo choseshes leechad beiyar mipnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Rama only has her being choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Echad B'Iyar. So, what we have is, taking a look back at our calendar, we would have expected if it was on the first of Nisan, in Rabbi Forst's case, he has it on the second of Nisan, so ignore that, but if we would have expected, we would have expected to be on the 30th, and for some reason the Rama doesn't have it. Could be that the Rama, and what is going to be the Shach's theory? The Shach's theory is going to be that the Rama actually says that the Ona Beninus and the Yom HaChodesh are the same thing. There's no such thing as an independent Ona Beninus. That is going to be the Shach's theory. And again, prove to me that Ona Beninus is different than the Yom HaChodesh. So the answer is, that's the way my mother learned, and that's the way my wife learned. But that's not a proof in Gemara. That's not going to be approved. And there's a reason why they learned it that way. Why did they learn it that way? Because of the Taz. So if you take a look at the Taz in Sif Katan Yud Dalid, so the Taz in Sif Katan Yud Dalid tells us as follows. Choshesh l'rosh chodesh iyar, in a case of where you're choshesh for rosh chodesh iyar, when that term of choshesh l'rosh chodesh iyar is used, the Mechaber uses it in Sif Yud Beis, he says, Pirish no mishnei yomim d'rosh chodesh iyar, harishon shu yom shloshen l'riyasa, v'hi ona beinis l'mishen l'veses kavua. In other words, the Taz noticed that same problem. And the Taz says what it means when we say Rosh Chodesh is a two-day Rosh Chodesh. In other words, the Taz fills in our calendar and says that Einachanami, she has to be Shoshesh for Yom Lamid, as well as for Aleph Iyar. The Shach does not like that at all. The Shach has six kashas on this, one of them being the Raya that I just mentioned. And we will go through four of the Shach's Rayas. We're going to pick up in the Shach Sifkatan Lamid, where he starts Ulefi Zeh Hu Adin. I'm going to be going through the Shach inside, so it's kedai to look inside for the Shach, as we always do. The Shach starts quoting the Bach, who's the same position as the Taz. So here, finally, the father-in-law and son-in-law agree, the Bach and the Taz agree, and they both hold that the halach is that you're going to separate the two. And the Shach continues, and he says, Aval kasha li al zeh. He asks six kashas, we're going to do the first four of the Shach's kashas. Come along the Shach, and he says, Aval kasha li al zeh. Dimkein haramban v'harav, Rav being the Rama, shebo lefarish lanu mahu achshashos shetzuich halachush, V'kasvu shel olam tzricha lachush leveses achodesh laflaga, lama lo kasvu pirish gamkein shetzricha lachush lona beinis. Now, essentially, the way I presented the Ramah is exactly the way the Ramban has it, as quoted by the Shach in the beginning of the Sif Katan, that the Ramban mentions the concern of a veses achodesh, he mentions the concern of aflaga, but he doesn't mention anything about ona beinis. V'adarabba, continues the Shach, Mipshativ Reim Shekosu Isha Khoshesh Lvesa Khodesh Lafloga, Vichem Mashikosu Besof, Vichain Hi Khoshesh Lashnaim, Achitikva Echemem Kidino, Mashma Shane Tsarchalishtecha Shoshus Halola Vasula. So that's his diuk in the Ramah. It's a nice diuk. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yom Merah. Kasha number two, says the Shach, Va'otema. He says, if you're going to say that Ona Beinis is 30 days, the Shach agrees with Sam and says, what would you say 30 days means? You count the day that she saw? Or do you say you need an interval of 30 days? A full space of 30 days. Says the Shach, you need a full 30 days. Hainu shetzricha lachush liyom yud lamid aleph. So he says like this. He says, even if an Ona Beinis was counting an interval, it makes sense that it should fall out on the same day of the month because it's a full 30 days. Dahainu, that you start not counting Nisan on day one, but you count its intervals. And if you're going to count its intervals, then it would be the first of Iyar. So even if there's something called an independent Ona Beinis, but that count is going to be 31 days. You hear, Rabosai? So far, so good? Excellent. So that's the Shach's objection. And the Shach will say, even if you have a separate Ona Beinis, maybe you don't go like the Rambam, that the Rambam omits Ona Beinis entirely. But the Beis Yosef, the Bach, calculated it wrong. They calculate 30 days on the day. That is incorrect, argues the Shach in the second kasha. Now, what's that machlokas revolve around? I'll just give you a maramokom for you to pound it out and say there. I put some of the Maror Makomos about it inside. There is a reference to Ona Beinus, not in the Chiyuv of Prisha, but the Gemara talks about a woman who we could assume no longer bleeds. What would that be? That's colloquially referred to today as menopause. So the Gemara on Daf Tes Amid Beis, it's the first page that you have in the booklet about Ona Beinus. So there we have that, how do we decide whether a woman has reached menopause? So 10 lines from the top on Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Zekeinu Shavrala Shlosh Onos. If three Onos have passed, three cycles have passed. So the Gemara says, and what is three Onos? The Gemara now introduces us to the term Ona Beinanis, the average Ona. So the Gemara already uses the term Ona Beinanis. Ona Beinanis is Shloshim Yom, 30 days. So again, it doesn't say anywhere that there's a chiyuv prisha on the Ona Beinanis, but the Gemara uses the term Ona Beinanis. So these Rishonim who assume that Onasa meant Ona Beinanis, Rashi assumes that's the average Ona, as referred to in the Gemara in Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara then continues and says, really, 30 days? The Gemara says, but didn't Rav Chisda teach us that it's 20 days? So it says, no. Lo pligi, mar kachoshev yimei tumah v'yimei tahara, umar lo chashev yimei tumah. You have to add 10 to 20. Why? 3 days of Azava Gedola and 7 days for Shiva Nikim. So Rav Chisda, when he said Ona Beinanis is 20 days, he meant 20 days without Yimei Tumah. And the man de Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Reish Lakish, they said 30 days they included. So now the Achronim begin to argue, how do you calculate this 30? Is that 7 plus 3 is 10, is 30? That means on the 30th day? Or does it mean 31 days? And that there's a diun, and I gave you Maror Makomos about that. So that's where it could very well be that within the Gemara, there is that machlokus. For just to speak out the different opinions, the Kresu place, he says, this Gemara is explicit. That means the 30th day. And there are, the Chavis Das and others say, no, you have to read the Gemara saying it means the 31st day. So that's where we have that machlokus. So again, back into the Shach. Shach's first argument is that Ona Beinanis is separate and apart from Yimei HaChodesh. There's absolutely no Makar, and the Ramah himself only spoke about, in Sifu Gimel, the Ramah only spoke about the Veses, HaChodesh, and he made no mention of Ona Beinanis. And Ona Beinanis is really Hainuach of the Ves HaChodesh. And then he says, and even if you held that way, the Ramah calculated wrong, because you need a full 30 days, not the 31st day. That's the Shach's second argument. We're going to skip to the third argument in V'chein Kosvator. Questions, Rabosai? Clarifications? So far, so good? Gevald. The Shach continues. V'chein Kosvator le'il simen kuf pei dalet. Im shah shloshim yom, choshev ki igi avesta, distam ona shloshim yom, v'asu l'sof shloshim yom, ak shetilvdok. Alma de insricha lachush ela liyom lamed aleph. He says it's meduyik in the lashon of the tour. The tour says that if you wait for 30 days, then it's considered as if the Vesta came. What does that sound like? It sounds like waiting a full 30 days, not on the 30th day. So that's raya number three. That the reason why the Ramah didn't mention anything is because generally the Yom HaChodesh and the Ona Beinanis fall on the same day, because you calculate 30 full days. Question number four, continues the Shach. V'hachi muchach nami mitivri ha-poskim v'atur v'amichaber l'kamon shekosvu d'sholosh onos beinis heim tishim yom. When calculating the three onos, we say that that's 90 days. V'iyisah, and if the Beis Yosef and the Bach are correct, Lo avilu ela peches. Then we're saying 29, an interval of 29, which means that we're going to get up to 88 after three onos. Elavadai ona yishloshim yom etchilas ria letchilas riasa. So the Shach says that these who calculate this, what we call the standard calculation, the Shach says is incorrect. I'm going to skip the last two kashas. I find the last two kashas a little bit less compelling. Before we do the Shach Shita, I want to share with you the Chacham Tzvi's answer. Aryeh liked it a little bit more than me, but I think you have to say it. The Chacham Tzvi in the booklet, we have that in the booklet after the Chidushei Haran. The Chacham Tzvi quotes the Shach's initial raya. The Chacham Tzvi is one of the famous poskim who hold that you don't wait 30 full days, but the 30th day. And the Chacham Tzvi says, Harav Baal Shach, Sifkat Lamed, Harbe Lahashav al poskim, Shekosr Tzarech Lifrash B'yom Lam L'Riyasa, V'shiya Ona Muzkeres B'talmud, U'be'enai Dvarav D'chuyin, V'divri Atur, V'abeis Yosef, V'aprisha, V'abach Kayemen, V'heim L'chumra Marti al Asafra Masharis Lahashav al U'kayim Divri Aposkim. So basically what the Chacham Tzvi does is he quotes all of the Shach's kashas and he rejects every single one of them. So he says what we call kasha number one. This is on the fourth line of the Chacham Tzvi. The Kashli Alzeh, it's about halfway through the booklet, page number six or so, side number six. Dimkein HaRambam V'Rav Shebo L'Far Shalom Malch Shoshas Lama Lo Kasu Gam Kein Shetzarech Lachu Shalom Abenis. So the Shach's first raya was that there's no mention of Onabenis in the Ramah. So he says, Hine min derei Ramah kan ein kan afil dimdume raya. The Chacham Tzvi says, there's no raya, there isn't what we would call in Yiddish a shmek, that means a tiny, even a cent of a raya. Disamach atchila simin zeh, shekos ha-shulchan aruch. The reason why the Ramah doesn't spell out Onabenis is because the Mechaber already told us about Onabenis. That's how we started. In Kuf Pei Tes Alf, there was no mention of Veses HaChodesh. No mention of Veses HaChodesh. Always inside in the Holy Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber said, Kol isha she'en lo veskav v'achoshesh es liyom shol shum l'yasa, shu Onabenis. The Ramah needs to spell it out, says the Chacham Tzvi, it's already been spelled out. Why did I tell Aryeh that I'm not so convinced? Because at the end of the day, the Ramah, I mean, you have to say this pshat, the Chacham Tzvi's pshat you have to say. But at the end of the day, the Ramah himself is telling us about a woman. A woman who sees, let's read again, just the words again in the Ramah. The Ramah said, Ketzat, he gives us an example. Rasa be'echa benisan, she saw an echa nisan. So now the Ramah is teaching us how to calculate. So what does the Ramah say? You only have to worry about Rosh Chodesh year. If it's 30 days, then you have to worry about the 30th of Nisan. The Ramah doesn't mention it. So Chacham Tzvi says, he already taught it to you over there already in Sif. I see everybody's ganging up on me. From Natan, also you agree with Aryeh? It's not such a strong guy. Let me just spell out again, just crunch, and then I want to hear what Rav Natan has to say. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the Ramah says you would have to be Choshesh on 30th of Nisan, but the Ramah just didn't need to spell it out. Why? Because you already had Sif Alef. And I'm bothered. This is the Ramah. First time the Ramah speaks. Aryeh told me it's the first time he speaks in all of Kuf Pei Tes. The first time he speaks in all of Kuf Pei Tes, and he teaches a woman incorrectly. In other words, he's relying on the fact that she remembers the I don't remember from Sif Yugimel to Sif Aleph. And the Ramah's assuming that? That's what the Chacham Tzvi assumed. Yes, from the time. Go ahead.
Before the Shach was there, it was either remembered.
Raya, to your point is that when the Mechaber wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he said, I'm writing a very, very tiny sefer that everybody should review all four chalakim every 30 days. That's how the goal of Shulchan Aruch was. Shulchan Aruch was supposed to be like Mishpacha or Ami magazine in your pocket. That's what it was supposed to be. Then those days, because Mechaber didn't look at himself that he was writing the most important sefer, fundamental sefer in halacha. And he felt that he was giving people a very, very practical guide. That's how he looked at it. It's the Anova of the Mechaber and the Ramah that was Kona the Olam HaTorah, in my opinion, as I've said, spoken about in the past. But yeah, so that's what Ratan is saying. It's very, very short. Sif Al to Sif Yu Gimel was supposed to be a very, very condensed thing. Yeah.
Maybe I already said this in Seder. Okay. The Ramah here, it's a strange place to insert this, if this according to Shach, because he's really just trying to explain the din of when you have multiple vestos, when you don't have vestos, when you have multiple vestos, so when are you prevail one of them and that you could stop being pushed for both.
Mm-hmm.
So he's giving an example. If you have to add the third permutation, it makes it more confusing to get the example.
And as he's teaching you about the changing of the vestos. He's not teaching you. He's not giving you a tutorial.
Yeah, he said that
his goal is right. In other words, to put another term, is what we've been saying up until now, is he's not doing what Rabbi Forst is doing over here. He's saying, if you take a look, he has like five pages. He says, and when you choshesh this thing. So he's not doing that. He's just giving us example. He's giving us halachic examples. Okay, I'm still uncomfortable with it, but look, the Chacham Tzvi, and at the end of the day, for most, that's halacha l'maisa. So that's very, very significant. Okay, what is the Shachs? So the Shachs says this is wrong. He says the Bach and so on who say day 30 says wrong. So what is the Shachs position? So let's continue on in the holy words of the Shach. So Shach says, el nearly. He says 30 days, when we talk about 30 days, generally in halacha, it refers to a month. In other words, the Shach says that the two are interchangeable. And therefore, the Shach goes on and he says, that's exactly the position of the Ravid. I'm going to skip the Ravid from Pidyon HaBen. And then he says, V'chein muchach b'sefer bali nefesh la-Ravid, about three lines in, shekoser she'isha b'tchil tzvich halacha shalves achod, shalves afloga, v'lo hiskir b'sifro klal onabenis. He says, the Ravid makes no mention. V'chein Rambam, as I mentioned earlier, the Rambam also makes no mention. So I pointed out, there might be a different Havana with them. The Shach holds that there's such a thing called onabenis, but Ona Beinus is Vesis HaChodesh, because it's 31 days after. However, it could very well be that the Rambam and the Ravid would never understand the opening words of the Mechaber call of an Ona Beinus, because they don't have an Ona Beinus altogether, as I showed you in the Chidushei Haran. Okay. Now, before we go on, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, I want to develop a little bit more fundamentally of what an Ona Beinonis is. Let's discuss what an Ona Beinonis is. So if you take a look, again, always Torah Shebichsav, if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, in Kuf Pei Tes Aleph, he quotes a Machlokes Rishonim about what an Ona Beinonis does. So if you take a look, Kuf Pei Tes Aleph in the Beis Yosef, he says that if you take a look at our Rashi that we quoted on Tesvav Amar Aleph, he says, Midivrei Rashi Nira, Dafilu Bi'isha Shiesh La Veses Tzricha Lachosh La'ona Beinus. We are now going to summarize three different shitas of the Rishonim about how Ona Beinus works. The shita of Rashi is that an Ona Beinus is something you always have to be choshesh for every woman, whether she has a Veses or whether she doesn't have a Vesas. In other words, according to Rashi, Ona Beinonis is a Nuchshash that exists for all women at all times. That's the Shita Rashi. The Beis Yosef points out that the Ran says, V'lo Nehira, that's not correct. The Kol Sheyesh La Vesas Domel Mesulakin Adzman Vesas. We hear Shita number two. The Shita of the Ran, going b'ikvei his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, as well as the Shita of the Rajba. And that is that if a woman has a Veses, so then in such a case, then we could assume that she's not going to bleed anymore. In other words, if you have a woman has a pattern to see on day 35, so then on day 30, in such a case, day 30, the halacha is that she's a mesulekes damim. Dahainu, the way we paskin la halacha, that is, that only time you have to be choshesh for an ona beinus is a woman who doesn't have a veses kavua. But if she has a veses kavua, let's say of 35 days, so then in such a case, you don't have to be choshesh for the ona beinus. However, there is a third permutation, and that is what happens if a woman's veses is from 25 days to 25 days. Not from 35 days to 35 days, but 25 days to 25 days. So then the Ramban holds, and the Ran holds, in such a case you do have to be choshesh for Ona Beinonis. And the reason is, it's meduyik in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Beis Yosef, that he says, "Dekol sheyesh leveses domel misulakin adzman aveses," that we could assume that the domel misulakin until the time of the veses. What does that mean, that the domel is misulakin until the time of the veses? That means that up until day 25, up until her veses, you don't have to be choshesh. But once her veses comes, then you have to be choshesh for ona benis. This would be the shita of the Ramban and the Ram. However, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like neither of these shitas, and we have the third shita. What is the third shita? The third shita is that a woman who has a veses kavua ain't a choshesh. She doesn't have to be choshesh for her veses kavua. V'im yeshla, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, im yeshla ves kavua zman yedua, miyesem alev chafei, choshesh es zman yedua, and you don't have to be choshesh for the ona beininus at all. What's this machlokas? So the Ran says that the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban is as follows. According to the Shita of Rashi, Ona Beinonis and the regular Veses have nothing to do with each other. There's no connection between the two. While the Shita of the Ramban is that as long as you're expecting her Veses, then the Ona is going to disappear. Once the Veses has come, then you're going to have to also be Choshesh for the Ona Beinonis as well. You have to be Choshesh for both of them. Why? Just one second, let me just finish and then this might help understanding. While the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows, that Ona Beinonis is really a form of Veses. And therefore, if you have a Veses Kavua, you don't have to be Choshesh for the Ona Beinonis. Why? Because the Ona Beinonis is akin to a Veses Kavua of a woman who has a Veses She'ena Kavua. It takes the place of the Veses Kavua of a woman who doesn't have a Veses is an Ona Beinonis. And that was our last shiur that we gave before Sukkos. We brought Rayas to that Shita, Ayin Shem. But these are the three Shitas Arishonim as far as how Ona Beinonis works in general. Let me take Sam's Ha'ara and then I will give a summary of everything we've learned B'siyata D'Shmaya up until now. Yeah?
I was just going to ask if you could repeat
Yes, with pleasure. The machlokas between Rashi and the Ran is as follows. Rashi holds that Ona Beinonis and Veses Kavu and Vestos are two separate things. You have to be Choshesh for an Ona Beinonis, and you have to be Choshesh for a Veses Kavua. Those are two distinct things. In other words, every woman has two things that might propel her to see. One is her Ona Beinonis, and the other is a Veses Kavua. And therefore, even if you have Veses Kavua, you still have to be chosh for Ona Beinonis. That's Shitas Rashi. The Shita of the Ramban is that as long as you're anticipating the Veses, you don't have to worry about the Ona Beinonis. Once the Veses is passed, you do have to worry about the Ona Beinonis. While the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that when you have Veses Kavua, you don't have to worry about Ona Beinonis. And when you have a Veses She'ena Kavua, her Kavua is her Beinonis, and that will be the only thing you have to worry about. But the moment in which you have a Kavua, then there's no reason to have to worry about Ona Beinonis altogether. Those are the Shitas Harishonim, as far as that question is concerned. And therefore, Halach Lamaisa, in terms of Vesas Kavua, once a woman has Vesas Kavua, Halach Lamaisa, we're not Choshesh for Ona Beinonis. Okay. Now, how do we paskin in this machlokas? Oh, I said I would give a summary. So let's give a b'siyat d'shmaya summary. Yes, Sam? Clarification? Sure.
What you just said about psak, lach, and leisa, that if you have a vessel's kabbalah, you're not choshesh.
For ona beinonis, correct.
Okay, and even if that vessel's kabbalah is before.
Exactly. Not like the Ramban and the Ran. Correct. Okay, so let's give a b'siyat d'shmaya summary of what we've learned up until now. We saw that according to Rashi, the Gemara tells us you don't have to be concerned if you come back within 30 days. Rashi seems to say that there's something called Ona Beinonis. There are going to be those who are going to deny that Ona Beinus has anything to do with the Chiyuv of Prisha. That, according to Chiddushi Aran, might be the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. And now we saw a third understanding, and that is the Shachs. The Shachs said there might be a din called Ona Beinus, but that requirement of Ona Beinus is generally the Yom HaChodesh. And he argues that you wouldn't calculate the 30th day, but you would calculate the 31st day, which in the case of the Rama is the case of where she saw on the 1st of Nisan. Then in such a case, the Rama only said you have to worry about the 1st of Iyar because that's the 31st day as well as the Veses HaChodesh. Okay. How do we paskin lahalacha? So here, the Pischei Tshuva points out that, again, and of course, the Taz is the standard, what we call the standard. Taz says the 30th day. So comes along the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkaton Yud. He quotes this machlokis between the Shach and the Taz, and then he makes reference to the Chacham Tzvi that we saw before. And then he says, the Chavis Das has an interesting psak. V'ayin Chavis Das, shehiskim gamkin imon, behoda ona beinus, lav hainu veses hachodesh, omnam lo kidivrem. Tuhu yom lamid, rak bazeh ikar kashach tuhu yom lamid aleph. So he says, the Chavis Das is of the opinion that the Shach is partially right. The Shach said that the Rama had it fall out on Rosh Chodesh because Yom Lamed Aleph happens to be also Rosh Chodesh. And the halacha is that you only have to worry about the Chodesh and there's nothing called Ona Beinus independent. Says the Chavis Das, that far I'm not going to go. There's something called an independent Ona Beinus. That you calculate 31 days. In that way, the Shach was right. So you will always have to calculate a full 30 days, what we call 31 days, which means, looking back at our calendar, in the case of the Rama, it happens to be that in the case of where the Re'iyah was on the 1st of Nisan, the 1st of Iyar is going to be both day 31 as well as Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But if we were talking about a month that was chaser, so then in such a case, not like Nisan, in such a case, then 31 days would be day 30, and the Veses HaChodesh would be day 1 of Iyar. So the Chavis Das holds that the Shach is right for his arguments that we saw, that in general, we calculate 30 full days and not 29 days, as he had questioned, as the Shach had questioned above. Okay. The Pischei Tshuva gives us a couple of examples where the Shach will calculate in Ona Beinus separate from Veses HaChodesh. I'm afraid I'm going to lose the Chevra on that, but it's kedai to take a look on. You know what? Let's do it. So the Pischei Tshuva says that there are a couple of examples of even when the Shach will have to do it. Vida. The af ledas hashach al korfet somer tzarech lomer the chiluk yesh bein ona beinus veses hachodesh. The ilu beveses hachodesh kol zman shelo nikba v'over zman v'lo botka muteres b'lo bedika. So the Shach holds that, of course, there's some a chumra of ona beinus that we learned that said that if the ona beinus passes, the husband and wife are not allowed to be with each other without a bedika. So if you only had veses hachodesh, then the halacha would be that they could be with each other if they didn't check. But the chumra is asura achetivdok with ona beinus. So that's a nafkamina, says the Pischei Tshuva, even according to the Shach, between ona beinus and veses hachodesh. But at the end of the day, according to the Shach, they almost always fall on the same day. In contrast to the Chavis Das, they won't necessarily always fall on the same day, depending on whether the Chodesh is Malay or Chaser. What's the Hanhaga today? So Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that Rav Moshe Feinstein is one world, and in Eretz Yisrael, there is a little bit of a different world. Ramosha was, it's interesting, I learned as a chassan in America, I was not taught Ramosha's position at all. Ramosha and Chelek Gimel, Simin Nun, in your booklet, Ramosha says as follows. He says, Hineim Avar, the first few lines. Hineim Avar Yom Aveses, Ubadka Velomats Adam, Adayin Choshesh Eslon Abenus, Dahainu Yom Lamet Aleph Liriasa. So Ramosha was Cheshben Aina Benis as day 31. Ubazeh Kashach Velo Katazarach. He says, that's how we paskin. Va'ayim Pisre Chul V'shem Echavis Das. He says, that's what Chavis Das says. V'imu Chodesh Chaser Choshen Gam L'yom Lamed Shu Yom HaChodesh. And if it's a Yom Chaser, then you'll come out on different days, as we delineated previously. That's how Ramesha paskin. So Rav Miller pointed out that according to Ramesha, Lamed Aleph is Me'ikur Dedina. And then he says, and there are shitos that are choshish for Lamed, that would be Ki'ilu the Mahadrin. This is not the way, if I recall correctly, this is not the way we have it in the Sefer Taharas Bas Yisrael. This is my go-to Sefer. This is the Sefer that I use, even though it was written for girls, but you read this Hadoros, I now use it for Chassanim. It was written in the 50s, it was written for the Kalas. First couple of times I taught Chassanim, I used the Sefer Marikoin, and I found it a little bit too long, even though the footnotes were fantastic, and even a little too complicated. So there's a Sefer written by Rav Kalman Kahana, who showed, if I'm not mistaken, has Akdama from the Chazon Ish, and if I'm not mistaken, he showed everything to the Chazon Ish. So this was all, this Sefer was all approved by the Chazon Ish. So on page 66, if you take a look, Din Isha She'en Leveses Kavua, Si'if Gimel, he says, Isha She'en Leveses Kavua, Hare Yom Shloshim L'Riyasa HaKodemes, Hu Kamo Yom Vesta hakavua v'hu anikra ona beninis. It's the 30th day. V'ha'ayin b'ha'ara sheyesh omrim sheyom l'ralef hu yom ona beninis. So when Rav Kalman Kahana taught it, he taught the ikar like the Taz, and then he has in parentheses the Chavis Das, which Rav Miller Shlita pointed out was the inverse from Rav Moshe. Interestingly, when I learned even in America, I learned like this, like the way Rav Kalman Kahana has it, that the Ona Beinus is the 30th day, and then there are some who are machmir that it's the 31st, and that's how I teach it as well. So it's fascinating machlokas with fascinating shitas, and the truth is, the Taz needs defense. The more and more I learn the sugya, the more and more the shach's question, particularly question number one. Okay, so. So the Chevra is not so blown away like the Chacham Tzvi. But for example, question number three of the Shach that sounds like three onos are 90 days. That's a very strong kasha. I'm not sure how to be miyashiv. Question number two is also quite strong. But Nahara Naru Upashte. These are the different shitas. Okay. So that closes the issue of how do we calculate day 30? Is it the 30th day, or do we have full 30 days? There is another issue that this is why I love learning important halacha topics with the Chevra over and over again, that I missed. I never really stopped at what the Svara was. And today, as I was preparing, I stopped at the svar and I realized, wow, this is a little bit of a compelling svar. When you calculate 30 days, the 30th day, do you calculate 12 hours or a full 24 hours? So I always assumed it was I heard that there were some who were machmir for 24 hours, but I wasn't exactly sure why. Why should it be any different? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Krasi Uplasi, two big giants, both, the Krasi Uplasi, I photocopied for you. Both of them are choshesh. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's in your booklet towards the end. Both of them say you wait 24 hours. You could actually miss it if you don't read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav carefully. So, for that and other reasons, I printed it in large. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch HaRav Kuf Pei Tes Aleph towards the end of the booklet. Sherov Nashim Darkan. Oh. Interesting. By mistake, I printed out the Kuntres Achron instead of the Halacha. But you know, it works out perfectly. Okay. So this is the Kuntres Achron of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but he has it over here. Dibra Maschel Nashim. Sherov Anashim Darkan Liros Milamid Lam. You see, Natan, this is when I start using. I used to photocopy from the Sfarim themselves. And now when I start using Bar Ilan, everything goes haywire. See. Okay. Sherov Anashim Darkan Liros Milamid Lamid. Vilamid Yom Elu. He Mitchilas Re'il Etchilas Re'il. Ubeiz Yimea Re'ios Bechlal Halamid. Dahainu Kishirosa Becha Beshabbos. Dark Alachsar Filiros Bebeiz Beshabbos Besof Dalet Shuas. That's what we just saw. 4 weeks and the next day. Hilkach choseshes liyom lamid lifrosh mibayla mitchilas halayla ad sof hayom afilu rasa achsha belayla. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Tes. I think I might be reading from the Kuntres Achron and not from okay. So why does it say Nashim over there? It's from the okay, beautiful. I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So he says that you have to be choshesh the entire 24-hour period. So I saw that the Kresi Uplesi, who holds this way as well, Sif Katan Tezvav is very, very, very large in the Plesi, but so I photocopied for you on an entirely different, taking out most of what he says over there, which is not relevant at all here. He says as follows. He says the same thing. He says, "Dehalo mishum veses asina ala. V'lo nimtzu poskim she'af ona bein sarach lios yom olayla b'shashi regila liros." The place he is pointing out, something that we already saw in the Ran. The Ran used the term veses for when we anticipate a woman's period to come, and ona for ona beinonis. So we've always learned that a veses, its ona is 12 hours. But we've never seen ona beinonis. There's no makar that says that ona beinonis is 12 hours. So, I who learned alumdus that said that ona beinonis is really the veses of a woman who doesn't have veses kavua, I always assumed it's also 12 hours. But the Plesi and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say no. Say it's not considered the veses, and therefore it's 12 hours. We see that she's asur in the Ona Beinus, and she's going to be asur for a 24-hour period. I think over here as well, there are many poskim that are meiko. However, I never really noticed that here, Rav Kalman Kahana paskins l'chumrah. Continuing in the Hilchos Nida in Taras Bas Yisrael on Gimel, he says Vitzricha on page 67, Mamish where we left off. Vitzricha Tamal Lachush Liom Shloshim Riyasa Uba Ona Zot Tzricha Lachush Lemeis Leis Shalem Shal Osa Ona Zos Omeres Sheim Riyasa Riyasa Belayla Tzricha Lachush Gam Liom Sheacharav Vim Riyasa Beyom Tzricha Lachush Gam Laila Shelefonav. So he says you take that entire day, which means that she saw, let's say going back to our case of the first of Nisan, if she saw on the first of Nisan, however you're going to calculate 30 days, so then in such a case, then if she saw in the day, she's going to be usher 30 days later in the day and the night prior. So you calculate that 24-hour period. If she saw on the night, she'll be usher in the night 30 days later and in the day. And if she saw in the day, she'll be usher in the day, in the day and the night prior.
If she saw at night, then it would be
the night and day after. And if it's in the day, then she'll be the day and the night prior. So this is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I also did not learn this as a chassan. It was taught to me. It was taught to me that there were two different shitas, but again, that one could find follow the lenient opinion. Certainly, the mashmos in Shulchan Aruch is not that way, right? The mashmos in Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Beis Yosef, at least. Shulchan Aruch could go either way, but I think the pashas of the Beis Yosef is not that way.
Did but, you say that there's a kula to that?
Yeah, what? Which is?
For the Orz Arul. Remember you say that if it's not a Vesas, so then you're going to say it's a full day. If it's not a Vesas, so then why there's no reason to extend earlier?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if it's a Vesas, then you have to maybe do it like the Orz Arul.
Right. I hear that. And that's the chakira that we had said.
So either way, it'll be a 24-hour period. If your mantra is zero, it'll be a 24-hour period. Just affects my...
Correct. Yefeh. That's Yesh La'ayin. Finally, there is someone who, if you will, took my svara out of self, and created a fascinating chumrah. If you take a look at the Torah Shlomim in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Katan Dalid, he has the following question. A woman who has an ona beninus. So, in our case, her ona beninus is, let's go with the shita of the Bach and the Taz. Her ona beninus, she saw on the 1st of Nisan. Her ona beninus is on the 30th. How many times do you need to pass the 30th in no longer to be choshesh for the ona beninus? So he says there's a levush who holds that the ona beninus is like a veses kavua mamish, and you need to pass it three times. So that's my havana in the shach from for yontif, or the pshat that I just said now on steroids, that says that's mamish considered. It's mamish considered like a veses. It's considered like a veses kavua. That's shita. But clearly, the Torah Shlomo says we don't pass in that way. Once the Ona Beinus is passed once, so then in such a case, everything is fine. Okay, this B'siyata D'Shmaya is the very, very important topic of Ona Beinus.
You say you pass it once, you mean if that month, you don't, meaning, let's say you see on the first month, so you're choshesh for the 30th of the month. If you don't see on the 30th of the month, there's no reason to...
anymore. While according to the Levush, you're going to have to be choshesh next month as well. Three times, you have to calculate the Ona Beinus three times. Then you'll be choshesh. Or you have to be choshesh. But we don't paskin like that. That day. That's our svara of saying that the Ona Beinus is really like a Veses Kavua for a woman who has a Veses Sheina Kavua. That's taking that svara that we've developed in the past. And our shita, you don't have to say that. But that would go so far. Okay. Rabosai, my radar tells me it's kedai to stop over here, but there was something that I had planned to do today as well, and that is that Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, so we'll leave that for now. Maybe what we'll do is Thursday. There are two things I want to discuss with you. One is the schedule Chazara and the Bechina. That was one thing that I wanted to discuss with you. And the other thing I want to discuss with you is that doing, for those who are interested in doing Maros with me, the Chevra had requested to do Maros. So let's discuss Maros first, and then we'll discuss our schedule. Now, I would like to do it at a time where the fellows who are learning Shabbos are able to come, because